You're listening to Smoke Signals, a First Nations radio program here at Radio Western, CHRW 94.7 FM. We are heard every Saturday from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock, changing the face of radio. And my name is Dan Smoke, and I'm in the studio today with co-hostess Mary Lou Smoke and Hal Gilpin. And right now we're going to listen to one of our brothers, Harold Kohler, who has a news item that he brings down from northern Saskatchewan, from the Canoe Lake region, which I believe is Cree Nation. Harold.
Protectors of Mother Earth Day, be ready for an information phone number at the end of this reading. Protectors of Earth Day, there's an acronym, a new acronym for you, POEM. A date has been set for Friday, February 19th, 1993, from Andrew Big Smoke, POEM of Canoe Lake. Please contact all people who are interested in your territory. I have discussed this matter of protectors of Mother Earth with the elders of POEM. We are now into 7 months of the blockade at Wiggins Bay to protest clear cutting of trees. The effects this has on Mother Earth is a crime, not only to the people of the territory, but to the world as a whole. For the trees are now the protectors of the people who are on Mother Earth. For this reason, it not only concerns the people, but also the world. We, the Red Nations of the Four Colors, were given the instruction to be caretakers of the earth. We would be given knowledge of plants, grass, medicine, trees, and the power that is in this plant life. We would be in harmony with the earth and all life. That is from our source of life, Mother Earth. We, the Red Nation, are in the sacred time of the seventh generation fire. We will go back to our teachings of all life and harmony. We will be a people that will become an all-powerful people. Unity prayers and knowledge are a responsibility as caretakers of Mother Earth. This is the reason why now, in the short past, that people have come to say no more of this destroying our way of life and our beautiful Turtle Island, the Earth. Blockades have been set up throughout Canada, from the West Coast peoples to the East Coast peoples, of the Red peoples. This is why we must come, one and all, to acknowledge the duty we are doing. For there will be a day of prayer, knowledge, feast, dancing, sharing, and caring that will make up this day. And we will call it Protectors of Mother Earth Day. POEM. At sunrise, in your territory, start with prayer. Pray your way of the sunrise ceremony. Pray land life. Pray our voices be heard. Pray earth, air, water, fire, including peace, power, righteousness, and unity, that we may be heard from all life. Then, hold a peaceful protest in front of the Minister of Environment in the afternoon, and rally with speakers and elders. Children should have honor at this time, with the spiritual people paying respect. If the protest is not held at a provincial and federal environment building, it can be held at a city hall, city center, or center street in your village. Then, supper time, have feast, potluck at this time. Then, a dance of your kind of happiness, even though it is sad what is happening to our mother. But we will be given respect for our Heavenly Father, the Creator of all life. Dance will bring harmony and pride to what we are doing. Then, closing ceremony. Then it is good. Whoever is going to take this duty, it will be in your hands. But keep the way of opening throughout the closing, as I have written. However you want to do it, press, radio, television, paper, magazines should be notified, for we will be sending big smoke signals to the country. Express that clear-cutting causes the weakening of the ozone layer, water pollution, and air pollution. Stress, this can be done in a good way without much work. Bring people and unity, and it will go in a sacred way. Stress. No money should and will not be asked for on this particular day, not even a donation box at the door of the building. You will hold a dance feast. As Sitting Bull said, money is a disease with them. As Crowfoot said, it will burn, it will blow away. If it gets wet, it will rot. But the earth will always be with us. And as the Cree prophecy says, only after the last tree has been cut down, only after the last river has been poisoned, only after the last fish has been caught, only then we'll find that money cannot be eaten. So, my people, your concern and duty has been asked for in a kind, respectful way. So help your territory, and you will find your prayers will be heard. In all life and honor of great people, the Red Man. These have been the words of Andrew Big Smoke from Canoe Lake, Saskatchewan, and I am Harold Kohler from London, Ontario. If you want a copy of poem, call 661-2111, extension 5083.
Yahweh, miigwech, Harold. That was a pretty timeless piece, Andrew Big Smoke. Wow, he certainly deserves to be heard on Smoke Signals. Anytime he has something to say, I think we'll pick him off of the web network and share with our listeners those good, fine words of wisdom. Right now, we're going to listen to what one of our journalists, foremost journalists in Indian country. He's a past editor of Akwesasne Notes. He comes from the Mohawk Nation. His name is Doug George Genendio. When we were down at Oneida, New York, Mary Lou and I were guests of the Doug George, Joanne Shenandoah household. And they welcomed us and they fed us. And it was really nice to spend time with Doug. You see, Doug and I go back way back to 75 when we first met, when he was a student at Oswego State College. And I was on the White Roots of Peace traveling communications tour, and that's when we first initially met. And then over the years we maintained a rapport and a relationship, brother to brother, and he has come to know my family and I've come to know his family. And this summer when we traveled on the peace tour, the Great Law of Peace tour, which we talked about earlier at the outset of this show, he was also a gracious host in Oneida territory when the peace tour arrived at the Oneida Nation in Oneida, New York. So this is Doug George, and this is a review of what he thought of the stereotypical image portrayed in the movie The Last of the Mohicans. Russell Means in Indian Country Communications from Hayward, Wisconsin, and I will be reading that. But now Hal is going to read to us what Doug has to say about Last of the Mohicans.